The Chris and Steph Podcast.
The internet, dangerous place to, right?
Yeah, okay. What, for, like, I'm on it right now.
You know the internet security giant, is it McAfee?
Yeah.
They've released their picks for the most dangerous celebrities on the internet. This means celebrities that when you search for them, any link that you click on is more likely to lead to a website that's teeming with viruses.
Ah, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Malware and, like, stuff that's going to harm your computer. So, at the top of that list, the number one celebrity not to Google is Avril Lavigne. She's the number one person who's most likely to lead you to some dangerous viruses or terrible websites that could put you at risk.
You know, I was just Googling Avril constantly. I was like, oh, what's Avril Lavigne up to? Avril Lavigne.
Why'd you have to go make life so complicated?
That's bad.
There is a 14.5% chance that you'll actually be thrown to a website or a page that has potential online threats if you search for a name. That's just the number one spot. Do you want to hear who's in the top 10?
It's odd, yeah, but I just think it's odd that they'll attach viruses to her name because surely she would not be high on the Googling list.
You would think, but maybe if you are high on the Googling list, like,
then you get pushed down, all the viruses get pushed down the Google train, whereas, you know, what people were Googling 10 years ago can probably still be number one on their Google search.
True.
For Avril.
Avril Lavigne 1. Bruno Mars is 2. Carly Rae Jepsen is 3.
What?
She's not as big out here as she is in the States. She's actually massive in the States. Zayn Malik, 4. Celine Dion, 5.
Aww.
Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Sean Diddy Combs, Katy Perry, and then number 10, shocking, Beyonce. So there's a chance that if you're searching for Beyonce, you could get sent to a dodgy site that has viruses and stuff. So
there you go.
Bet you didn't know that.
Gotta be cautious of celeb searching.
Yeah, be cautious of celeb. Well, you know, there's dodgy people out there who will take advantage of people just trying to look for their favourite celeb, see what Beyonce's doing.
See what Avril's doing.
Maybe not as much Celine Dion, but, you know, there's still people out there who are willing to take advantage of your innocent internet searches.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So just be careful.
Scary world we live in.
Yeah, so if you're planning on Googling Avril Lavigne today, don't.
Give it a miss.
Give it a miss. Give it a pass.
Wouldn't bother.
I was challenged to go and donate blood yesterday.
Yeah, John from the Red Cross popped in and he had a bit of a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that you were a regular donor and said, well,
I think you meant to say an irregular donor.
An occasional donor.
Because I've donated a handful of times.
Yeah.
But I know there's people out there who, they're in the routine every 6 weeks.
Oh, they were there yesterday. Like, yeah, a few people who were at the donation centre yesterday were like, they're like, oh, hi, you know, insert name here who I regularly see and know.
Yep, just the same, just the regular,
yep.
Pop back in, do it again. Mm-hmm. And they do it, like, I think it's 6 weeks before you can go back.
For plasma and then 12 weeks for blood.
Blood, there you go. But we've got a video that we're putting up on Facebook today. It's a bit of a rundown. If you've never donated blood, you can have a quick look and see what it's actually like. But here's what happened yesterday when we popped into the Red Cross blood service so they can take some of my blood.
How are you feeling, Christopher?
Good, great, fine.
You're not too nervous?
Not at all.
No.
I've donated several times before.
Yeah, you were a bit of a hot commodity around here.
Bit like, of a traveller.
Oh, Chris, you've donated a few times.
In Bathurst and Orange and back to do it again.
Going to film from this angle so we don't get to see it go in.
You don't want to see it? You don't want to actually film it go in?
I don't know. You're looking a bit pale.
2 second pinch.
I usually look pale, so it's very hard to tell. So that took like 14 minutes? 14, 13?
No, 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
It's half that time. You're just excited for your milkshake.
I'm just excited for the milkshake. Is it, John, is there something? Is it milkshake and biscuit?
Milkshake, cookies, biscuits, crackers and cheese, all available in the refreshments area, so we'll go over there in a minute.
The buffet?
Yes.
Excellent. Where's my blood going to from here?
So from here, your blood will go to our processing centre in Sydney.
Yep.
And it will get broken down into the three components, the red blood cells, the platelets and the plasma. The red blood cells go into the fridge and can be stored for up to 6 weeks.
Yep.
Platelets get stored at room temperature and can only be stored for up to 5 days. And they have to be agitated all the time so that they don't clot. And then the plasma can be frozen for up to 12 months and then used as required. When Chris's red blood cells go off to the hospital, he will receive a text message telling him which hospital they've gone to and when they've got used.
Now, Chris, saving three lives is great and all, but how good are milkshakes?
Yeah, no, milkshakes are great. And also, I can't open the bloody cheese. there we go. I hate the peeling things. There we go. So, the blood service, feed you, give you something to drink afterwards, make sure you're feeling fine before you leave.
You've been treated like a prince.
Like a prince.
So where can people find out more information if they want to donate blood?
Yeah, so to donate is super easy. Just call 13 14 95 or go to donateblood.com.au. And as you heard, anyone who's part of the local school communities can get their donation to count towards the Billy Blood Drop Challenge. So just let the staff know which local school you're connected to.
There you go, and it's as simple as that. It was an easy process. If you've never donated blood, consider it. Like, seriously, do it, because it's the easiest thing to do and you save three lives.
And it really didn't take nearly as long as I thought. Like, they always say give an hour of your time, because, you know, by the time you get there, sign in, talk to the nurse and stuff. But, I mean, the blood donation itself was 7 minutes. That's how long you were there.
I had no concept of time whatsoever. I'm like, oh, so it was 14 minutes. No, Chris, it was 7 minutes.
And you're like, oh, I've just donated a litre of blood. And I was like, no, it's like half of that. Like, you just kept doubling everything. Like, oh, I'm a litre. No, okay.
But fantastic. Easy to do. They feed you afterwards. The video's going up on our Facebook page this morning. You take a look for yourself and consider donating, because you're going to help out saving lives. And who doesn't want to do that?
You did great.
Thank you. I was like, I hope I don't get faint or anything, because Steph might have to carry me out to the car.
I was going to faint. I was just, because, like, watching it, I was like, they're like, oh, will you be right to watch this? And I was like, oh, I hadn't really
considered
thought of
that.
It. And I was like, what if I just, like, a sack of potatoes. Like, I could have just fallen, but I was fine.
You were fine.
And
that was the thing. And I think that at the end of the day, you probably should have had a milkshake as well. Like, we had a long day, and then
everyone kept offering me milkshakes. I'm like, no, I have tummy issues. They're like, would you like cheese and biscuits? I'm like, please stop offering me lactose.
No dairy,
no
please.
No dairy.
It was a fun day nevertheless, but you'll find out more on our Facebook today.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
Time for some Fortune Cookies, 13, 12, 16. Hey, if you want us to try and predict your weekend ahead, 13, 12, 16, give us a ring. We'll crack open a fortune cookie and we'll give you a message that hopefully brings you some, we'll just say, good luck or good fortune for the weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like a chance to have a bit of guidance. Maybe you've got a big decision coming up. Maybe you have a really mild decision coming up that we can help you out with.
Yes, anything. We'll try and give it at least a tiny bit of advice for you, give you some direction. Steph, do you want one?
Yes, please.
Let's open a fortune cookie for you. Your shoes will make you happy today. Your shoes will make you happy today. Now, would that be you're going to buy shoes or your shoes?
I'm actually wearing a new pair of shoes.
Are you?
Did you know that?
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, look. I got my brand new pink leather Converse.
Whoa. Okay, that is a sheer fluke of power there.
And not only that.
I did not even notice that.
Did you know what it was today? It was the first day where I didn't break out boots. I was looking at my wardrobe this morning and I was like,
it's not thinking.
Boot weather. Like, it is
shoe weather.
It's con weather. I was like, Connie time, because springtime often, you know, I sort of do a transitional shoe over the spring. And this is my new transition shoe, and it's the first time I'm wearing them.
Your shoes will make you happy today. What a fluke, man.
Because they're pink leather Converse. They are
pink,
like,
leather cons. Well done. Can I have a fortune cookie?
Yeah,
do you want to grab one quickly?
No, I don't like this one. Go another one.
All right, fine.
No. I have the same fortune cookie come up twice for you.
His same cookie
same
twice?
Same, okay.
That's obviously a manufacturing issue there if you've got the same fortune. Aren't they all individual?
Well, I've just got the same fortune cookie twice.
What is
it must
it?
Mean
what
that
is
this
it?
Is your fortune.
What
and
is it?
You're going to have to decode this one because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yep.
You have an unusual equipment for success. Use
well,
it
if you want to talk about my unusual equipment for success.
I don't want to
success.
Talk about your unusual. That's why I didn't want to read it the first time.
Sorry. What is it verbatim? What is it?
You have an unusual equipment for success. Use it properly.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
I mean, you could delve into it and you could really pull it apart. I don't know if that's
Don't pull it apart.
It's maybe not the show for it.
I just want the same cookie twice. That doesn't happen, Chris.
No.
That has to be your fortune.
Hold that, bookmark that cookie for me. Just put it on the bookmarks next to you. Hold on to that cookie because I feel like we need to come back to that at some point.
Who pulls the same cookie twice?
No one pulls the same cookie twice. 13, 12, 16. Let's see what we can do for your weekend ahead. Let's see if we can't pull a good cookie for you and give you some good fortune for the weekend. 13, 12, 16. We'll do that next.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
We're dishing out the fortunes this morning. 13, 12, 16. If you want a fortune cookie cracked open and read for you. We've just had a very interesting run of fortunes in the studio. The one that I gave to you, Steph, let me just find what I did with the piece of paper. Your shoes will make you happy today. Not realising you've got brand new shoes on.
I've got brand new shoes on and I've been setting them aside for spring.
Yep.
Like I was like, when the weather warms up, I'll be able to go to my new shoes. And today was my first day of my new shoes.
What a fluke. What a fluke.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, the one that I got, what did you read out for me? What was my fortune cookie?
Your fortune cookie was
something about equipment.
You have an unusual equipment for success. Use it properly.
Mm.
But the interesting thing is the first time I read it, I was like, nah, that doesn't work. I'll get another cookie for Chris. And then the second cookie, same fortune.
Same thing. So it's got to be for me.
It's got to be for you.
It's got to be about my equipment.
Aligned.
Yeah. I'm still yet to decode and really break that down. But I think that, I mean, because you've got it twice, it's got to be.
It's got to be. There'll be something this weekend and you'll be like, that was my unusual equipment.
That was my unusual equipment. Gadzooks. 13, 12, 16. Tell you who wants a fortune cookie. That's Brooke. Now, Brooke, before we get into it, plans for the weekend. What are you up to?
So I am having a bunch of friends over to watch the footy.
Yeah.
And also I'm working tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. You can't win them all. Your choice. Who would you like to pick the fortune cookie out? Myself or Steph? Who's going to do it?
I'll go Steph.
Oh, okay.
All right, Steph. Grab one of the cookies. Take it away.
A new friend helps you break out of an old routine.
You're going to quit your job tomorrow.
No.
That's what it is.
Maybe not. Maybe you'll meet someone, like when you're working on Saturday, someone will come in or you'll meet someone somehow and they'll be like, oh, why don't we start doing this together? Why don't we start going to the gym together? Or why don't we do this together? And they'll break you out of a bad habit or an old routine.
I have been pretty lazy lately with exercise and I was really good at the start of the year and then it kind of went downhill when winter hit. But yeah, I reckon that's pretty spot on.
Yeah,
I'm much the same, except winter hit here about January 8th, and that's when I sort of stopped.
What, 2004?
Yeah, 2004, that's when I stopped. So you reckon it's going to be an exercise thing, like a gym sort of?
Maybe. Oh, well, I have been talking about how I want to start up again.
Yeah, well, you'll make a friend who's going to maybe help you out.
All right.
I'll look out for them.
There we go. Good stuff. So there's a good prediction for the weekend. Thank you very much for that, Brooke.
Cookies felt pretty magic today, didn't they?
They did. You could feel the power in them today. The cookies were doing something. Change of season, I reckon.
Yeah.
The cookies are stronger. The full strength cookies going into the summer months.
I wanted to have a bit of a chat about Buddy the Parrot.
Buddy the Parrot.
Buddy the Parrot is a story that's been going viral over the last couple of days. He has managed to show he is a pretty clever boy by mimicking his owner to go shopping.
He's a clever boy.
Via Amazon's Alexa voice-controlled system.
Oh, so I know what this is. So you've got, it's like a little pod that sits in your house and it's like speaking to like Siri or whatnot. Google's got theirs. Google's just released theirs. And so it's this little pod with a speaker and a microphone in it. It sits on your table. It's connected to the Wi-Fi. So you go essentially like, because I don't know enough about it, but like, hey, Siri, tell us
Hey, Alexa,
tell us how far it is to the nearest shops. And it'll go, it is actually 2.7 kilometres to the nearest shopping centre, which is blah, 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 blah.
You can book dinners, you can order taxis. Some people can even control, like, the lights in their house and everything.
Absolutely.
Or what show they're watching on Netflix. Like, it's a whole...
interactive.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely like an episode of The Simpsons.
Anyway, so the owner of this parrot was pretty shocked when she couldn't figure out how she had requested a $16 set of gift boxes on Amazon until she realised African grey parrot, as it's called, had bought them. So the 5-year-old pet had impersonated one of her conversations and placed the order whilst she was out.
You're kidding.
No. So he was able to activate the Amazon Echo smart speaker and, yeah, connect to the shopping giant of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow managed to order these gift boxes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wowee. So the parrot's at home ordering stuff online because it's impersonating the owner's voice and doing such an accurate job that the computer's actually going, that's the owner. That's,
yes,
that's them.
That's them.
Holy moly.
And I think the most interesting thing she was saying was that she couldn't figure out how this had happened. And then she got home one day and she's like, you know, hey, Alexa. And then the parrot had sort of imitated her with a, hey, Alexa, gift boxes on Amazon sort of thing.
Picked it up from there.
Yeah.
Because they're really big in the States, because Amazon, obviously, huge over there.
Yeah.
It's launching here later on in the next year or something. But, yeah, a lot of homes are fitted with these voice recognition pods.
Mm.
And I know even recently South Park did an episode where they were able to access all of them at once. And so they put a line or something in the show that triggered all of the Alexas in the homes.
Creepy.
And so huge prank on everyone who had one sitting in the lounge room because they picked up on the episode and started doing their thing, started working on something.
So scary.
There you go. The future is now. And parrots, still smarter than humans. Go figure.
Actually going to put the call out there this morning on 13, 12, 16 and ask you what weird foods you enjoy to eat.
Weird foods you enjoy to eat. So
now,
what sort of thing are we talking?
Well, look, I know he's having a bit of a rough time in Tasmania at the moment, our former PM, Tony Abbott.
Oh, has had a bit of a headbutt story.
But
and they still haven't caught the guy.
They still haven't caught the guy, which unacceptable. Mm. But the day before that, he was actually in the north of Tassie in Launceston chatting to the local newspaper up there, and he managed to once again eat an onion.
Eat another onion.
A brown onion.
Which, I must say, can do without any tears, anything like that.
It doesn't even flinch.
Just
second time he's
down.
Done that in Tassie as well, actually. First time was, I believe, in Tasmania.
Is it a Tassie thing, eating the whole onion?
No, it is not a Tasmanian thing. I can tell you that is not a thing. It is just strictly a Tony Abbott thing.
Just checking.
So I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what are your weird foods you enjoy? Because he can't have done this twice. This isn't something that's not rehearsed or anything. Like, you don't just do this twice. This is something that he obviously doesn't mind doing.
Okay, so you want weird foods. I had a friend of mine, his next-door neighbour, this was years ago, in Bathurst, of a morning would scream at, I think it was his mum, that he wasn't getting out of bed until she cooked him a steak. Every single morning. I'm not getting out of bed until you get me a steak. Every single morning. And the walls, I mean, in the set of apartments, paper thin. So you could hear this bloke every single morning
wanting his steak
before he got up for breakfast.
For life.
I mean, it's not a weird food, but it's a
weird time of day to be having that.
Yeah,
food.
I'll have a full steak, thanks very much, before I start my day.
Well, get this. My partner's cousin, he enjoys frozen broccoli. He loves broccoli so much, he'll eat it frozen from the freezer.
Frozen? I think freezing, it's only going to improve the taste and texture, actually. Just so what, he'll eat it like a...
The whole family, they love broccoli. They're like broccoli fiends. They just absolutely love them. And yeah, we'll eat frozen broccoli straight from the freezer. We'll just go and snack on it.
So take out the frozen and just chomp down on the
frozen broccoli.
Wowee.
Ugh.
How about that? That seems a little...
Weird.
Interesting. I wasn't going to use the W word, but interesting.
Well, I'm after weird food.
All right.
Do you enjoy on 13, 12, 16? What is your strange foods that you're like, yep, no, I like this.
I like this. Might be a little bit different, but hey, it works for me.
Like, I like eating chilies and soy sauce. That's my weird one.
Sorry. Chilies?
Yeah, fresh chili
in soy sauce.
Yeah, I just get a teaspoon and have chili, like fresh chilies and soy sauce.
What is that?
I just love the taste of chilies.
Okay, and soy sauce, obviously.
And soy sauce, yep.
Well, there you go. Perfect food combination. 13, 12, 16. Weird foods you enjoy.
And we're talking weird foods on 13, 12, 16. I mentioned that whilst he's having a bit of a rough time in Tassie, former PM has once again taken a bite out of a brown onion.
Tony Abbott.
He must enjoy them.
Can just clean eat an onion without any sign of
tears
or anything whatsoever. Not even... Doesn't like red up in the face or anything like that.
No,
just can
like
do it
that.
Effortlessly.
Just a strange food.
And for anyone else, I mean, you would feel the effects, wouldn't you? I've bitten into a clove of garlic before, and you would think that's much the same because it's quite a potent sort of vegetable.
Well,
that
I can't, like, if I have to cut my onion, I have to run the tap in the house and I've got to chew on the gum, and I'm like, don't make your eyes water, and I ruin all my mascara. I'm useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless.
I was just getting a clean cut of that for the promo. All right, let's see who we got this morning. We've got Kira on 13, 12, 16. What weird food do you enjoy, Kira?
Well, I had a weird food craving when I was pregnant, and now that I think back at it, it's really actually quite gross.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
It was the giant caramello koalas.
Yeah.
But dipped in tzatziki dip.
Ugh, tzatziki?
Like garlicky tzatziki dip. Like
yep.
With chocolate and the caramel and...
Yep.
Was it... That seems very strange, doesn't it? What was it about it? Do you think it was just that, like, you just needed that cold tzatziki with that? Like, how did you know that that was your craving?
I don't know how I discovered it. It just happened.
You just knew that that's what you needed.
But now I'm intrigued. Yeah. Like, I think I could do that. I think I could have one of those. Yeah, caramello koala tzatziki.
But so
I'd
garlicky.
Go through, like, that share pack of caramello koalas and a tub of tzatziki in a day.
That's great. That sounds like a personal challenge. Let's do it. Tub of tzatziki, family fun pack.
It's when your bub or whatever turns, 13 or 14 and is like, hey, Mum, I really love tzatziki. Like tzatziki. You know what my other favourite thing is? Caramello.
Funny about that.
Caramello.
Sit down, little Johnny. Let me tell you a story.
About it.
Well done. Thanks very much for that. You enjoy the rest of your day and have some caramello koalas and tzatziki on us, okay?
Oh, God. It the thought of it made me sick. It was like, how can you do that?
So part of the side effect, I think you'll find. Also, I must say, Matt's written in, friend of the show, Matt, on Facebook. He reckons peanut butter, Vegemite and cheese toasted sandwiches. They
peanut
are
butter,
the bomb.
Without the peanut butter, I'd be there, but...
Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah.
I'd give that a go. I mean, add your peanut butter to the mix, see what it's like. Maybe it brings something else. Give that one a go.
Yeah, I've also got a message from Christine, who has a sandwich shop in town.
Yeah.
And she says she gets a lot of very weird requests, including roast beef and pink salmon.
Roast beef, pink salmon. Two very different textures.
Ugh. Oh.
Two very different flavours.
Apparently she always says, would you like mayo with that?
Oh, I just add to the mix.
Ugh.
Trending.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
I want to talk about the Polly, also known as a bit of a hardline conservative, who is Corey Bernardi.
Corey Bernardi, right?
Yeah, quite conservative when it comes to with all the plebiscite stuff going on at the moment.
Right.
Yeah, part of the No campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a story has come out from him because he was sent out a tweet saying that a school in South Australia was doing a wear a dress day. And he said, that's encouraging boys to wear dresses, that this isn't something that should be going on in our schools.
There was a phrase or something
gender morphing is getting absurd is what he said.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Now, unfortunately, he shared the link to the school, to this South Australian school's Wear a Dress Day.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he didn't click through on the link.
He didn't follow it through.
He didn't follow it through.
Okay.
So the school explains in their link, each year our student leaders consider holding a gold coin charity fundraiser to raise money for people less fortunate. This year, we decided to coincide it with our casual clothes day. This year, the Students Leadership Group has decided to raise funds for an organisation that supports education of girls around the world who are denied an education. The Do It In A Dress campaign is all about raising funds to educate girls in Africa.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. So some of the guys are wearing dresses, but it's just casual clothes day, really, and Do It In A Dress is the... fundraiser that they're doing.
It's a dress. Don't get upset.
No, don't get too upset. Anyway, so clearly he didn't do his
research.
Enter Josh Thomas, comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stellar comedian
and activist, and he's doing a lot of things for the Yes campaign.
Yep.
What he did was explain to everyone what had happened. He then went on to say that he has donated $1,000 to the school's campaign.
Good on him.
They were hoping to raise $900 a school. He's donated $1,000. Now, since that point in time, everyone's gotten behind Josh Thomas and everyone else who, and this school, and they've actually raised close to $50,000 already in 24 hours. That's of 8 o'clock last night. They're at 50,000. Goodness knows where they are now, but a fantastic effort for the little guys.
Well done. And so all because of maybe a misdirected tweet...
Conservative tweet.
And people not reading stuff before they tweet it out.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 was raised.
Isn't that beautiful?
What a beautiful story. I love that. That's fantastic. Well done to all those involved.
Fantastic.
Let's just wrap it up there. That'll do. That is what's trending now. You'll find more online with Scoopla at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes, Chris and Steph.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.